What's that?
All right. Welcome, everybody, to episode
number.
Yeah.
Episode number, the one you're listening to.
Exactly. Which is somewhere less than 15, but more than
one. If it even has a number in the title.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Starting off with the idea that me and Kyler were communicating with each other on the way home from work. All right?
I don't even remember.
But you will. You will.
Okay.
And this, so I want everybody listening to the podcast, including our host, Dylan Oliver, to picture this in their head right now. Okay? Picture Gandalf. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Gandalf is talking to Pippin. I think it's Pippin. Merry or Pippin. In Return of the King. Now, they've already bashed through the gates, you know, the orcs are on the siege of Minas Tirith. And Gandalf is just sitting there talking to Pippin, and he's talking about death. And he's just like, you know, death isn't so bad, you know? And he's talking about how the grass is green.
I already know
what it is. Okay, so you know exactly what scene I'm talking about?
Okay, I don't know if this is related to what you have to say.
Okay.
Every time the music swells up in the background, the Into the West music swells in the background.
Yeah.
I've seen that scene 1,000 times when he says, right when he says White Shores, instant chills. Body shuts down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you hear it's him so say good, that, and yeah. then the music swells, and you're just like, it's...
Yeah.
thinking about it.
He does have goosebumps.
He has goosebumps right now. We can vouch. So, when that scene... So, imagine that scene comes on, right? Right when he says that, you just hear this... and you look up, and there's a tank coming right down the little roadway with some troops on the side. And they're just like... Boof! And then the tank, it's an M1 Abrams, obviously, blows a hole in the gate, just throws that troll off, and then that tank just, like, runs over all the orcs as he just comes down the pathway. Okay, change of scene. You're in an AC-130 gunship flying over Minas Tirith, and there's all the orcs, and they're just like, and just blowing them away. Just blowing them away. How awesome would that be? And then at the end of this scene of destruction and murder, it just says, like, Air Force, always there when you need us. How great would that be?
US military.
Or, yeah, just like...
Something like that.
And it works in so many different movies. Jaws? Think of Jaws, right?
Submarine.
Yeah, man. Submarine. Just ends it. It's the greatest idea. I don't know. I thought it was great. It's a great idea. It would be the greatest thing for the military to put into the Super Bowl commercials.
Yes, sure.
So I guess Dylan does not agree it's funny.
I would like it.
It was funny at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, and it's 12:45 right now. You should be at least half laughing.
Return of the King is a perfect movie. If they put it in a bad movie, say if they put it in Walter Mitty. Like
Walter Mitty was a great movie.
His helicopter gets shot down. That would be great.
Okay. All right, think of a bad movie that it would be good in.
Deep Blue Sea.
Never seen it.
That's the movie. I'm gonna spoil it for you guys. It's just too funny. It's the movie where the shark puts someone in the oven and turns it on and kills them that way.
What?
Yep.
A shark puts a guy in an oven.
Yep, and then cooks him.
That's
doesn't
stupid.
Eat him. Just throws him and turns it on.
Okay. How about this movie? Frogs. Do you remember Frogs?
Yeah.
From the 70s, like, it is just the worst movie.
Really?
Ever.
All that you need to do to save yourself from those frogs is have, like, a slingshot. I don't know how those people died.
They all died. Oh, there's a spider on my face. I'm gonna keep walking with
death
it crawling
by
on
frogs.
Me. Yeah.
Wow.
See, and it would have been great if you would have had the U.S. Air Force just, like, chopping away the trees. It's such... It's so sad.
You would have had to shrink the military members. And have them fight the frogs, because anything else is going to be too much collateral damage.
Yeah. Just like taking giant rockets and just launching it. And that's the answer to everything. No, I'm kidding. Wait, you know what I realized? When we recorded that podcast at Zaxby's, and I really wanted to hear that song, and Kyler kept stopping the recording and then recording it again and then stopping, it just sounds like complete rubbish. I was like thinking there might be a pause, you know, in between... like breaks of recording, but it's not, it's just like and it's just really unorganized. I can see whoever listened to that like not liking that at all.
I like it. I don't
care. Okay.
That song is awesome, by the way.
Well, it was
it
fun
is.
For us.
Did you like, have you looked him up like today? Like, he's so good. Bahamas, I endorse them.
So I saw him in concert.
I approve of this message.
Dylan
oh,
and
sweet,
I
thanks man, that's awesome.
So So Dylan and I were at Walmart before this.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, because we got done at the other place early. Well, not early. We were there later than we probably should have been, but we still had some time to kill. We were walking through Walmart, and we thought, hey, let's see what kind of cheap watches they have that kind of look expensive. We found this one that was pretty cool. It had a... It's kind of like brown. It's pretty big.
Of course it's big.
And it had... It had, like, three other dials, like, one for what day of the month it was, what for, like, which day of the week it was, and one that was, like, a 24-hour clock.
Uh-huh.
And I started winding it to, like, set the time to, like, see if those would move. And as I kept going around, I realized none of the other dials were moving.
Then I realized they
were all fake.
Painted on.
All of them were, like, painted on, just like the numbers.
Yep.
No different.
Yeah, and that happens.
Dylan came up with the best company name ever, Rolex.
Rolex
watches.
It's so good, right? Great
watches for bros.
Watches for bros, and they're all $5 or less, and they're bejeweled. All of them have fake diamonds.
And you
got to
keep the sticker on it.
And they can't bend. You can't bend the wristband. It's just flat. You just like balance it on your wrist everywhere you go.
Because
that's practical.
And huge. Like, massive.
Oh,
and
you have to be the size of a dinner plate.
You have to make sure you wear it when you're working out. And swimming. And tanning.
And everything. And when you sleep.
Yeah, you have to wear it while you sleep. For sure.
And it has to be in every
And what we do is we make matching snapbacks and watches that go together.
That is the greatest idea you've ever
had. It would be a license to print money.
Okay, we should... we should go on Shark Tank.
Rolex.
For bags.
Word I'll have to edit out, but that's okay.
Dang it.
When I said that, I meant people that are bros.
Okay. Just gets better, doesn't it?
Yep.
The hole is deep. They won't edit it. They'll go after you, they won't go after me.
I'm really sad because there's this guy in my class, that's all I'm going to say. And we are kind of friends, I guess you can say. Like, I helped him study for the test, and he started rock climbing, just dropped like $600 on all the rock climbing stuff you need to like kind of start off and go. And I was thinking, wow, this guy could be like a climbing buddy. Like, I need a climbing buddy. And the next day he comes to class with a snapback on. And it said original snapback on his sticker. And that was depressing.
Can you tell the story about the guy, the sticker on, sticker off, snapback guy at work?
Yeah, guy at work, when I sell hats, I have to say, do you want me to take the stickers on, or you want me to take the stickers off, or you want me to leave mine? And the guy's like, I'm not a child. And then I took the stickers off, and I gave it to him, like, that man knows what he needs. I mean, it's bad, the thought, you know, he's still buying a flat rim hat. But guess what? He recognizes that the stickers are childish. And it was a fitted hat, too. It was not a snapback.
And he may even be wearing the hat to block sun from his eyes.
Yeah, that's probably why he had it. My favorite hats are the hats with the extra long brims.
Like
at least 8 inches long. Yeah. Those are great hats.
So I asked Dylan, what would you do if the guy would have said, wait, no, I meant keep the stickers on.
I'm not a child.
And then Dylan would said, I would defecate in his hat and then put in my 2 weeks. To which I said, you probably wouldn't need to put in your 2 weeks at that point.
You never know where I work.
So Dylan took 2 Lortab pills tonight.
You did?
Before socializing.
Why?
I don't even know if caffeine's a good idea.
Why are you taking it?
My hip.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just save it.
My hip. Stir anything I can do about it.
But he was cranking out some good puns tonight, making everybody very pun comfortable.
Yeah.
Were they pun comfortable puns?
Yeah. Don't punderestimate
me. He was punishing us. Yeah.
That was a good one.
It was Dylan's. I'm stealing everything from Dylan right now.
The best part,
Dylan, you had good ones.
I told you guys. It's my favorite when they don't laugh. When they don't like it, I love it even more. Because there's pain. Pain is a better emotion for me.
Everybody sits back.
Dylan, you know who else like to invoke pain?
Everyone back.
Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler.
You wanted me to say it, didn't you? My mouth was full.
It was Adolf Hitler.
These two guys in high school kept on telling me that Adolf Hitler was a great leader.
Who were those two guys?
You two.
Dude, Adolf Hitler was a fantastic leader.
He was a good leader.
Dude, find somebody in history.
He did not lead toward the right goal.
Yeah, but he was a good leader. Find a leader in history.
Okay. I don't want to say good leader. I want to say effective leader.
Yeah.
He was a very effective leader. Powerful guy. Because
he didn't do good things.
But, like, can you imagine? He almost took over the world. In how many years?
I don't know if he almost took over the world.
It was near.
Mm.
He had the only thing that stopped him, really, was A, the British, B, Russia. Attacking Russia. That was the dumbest decision he ever made. Just like Napoleon.
Well, I mean, he never touched America, you know.
Yeah, but if he would have left America out of it, which wasn't going to happen much longer. I mean, we were kind of trying to stay out of it as long as we could, because that's how America was. But honestly, if he didn't attack Russia, I really think he would have had some massive sway.
Yeah.
Because he had Africa. Well, he had North Africa. All of Europe.
France.
China. Japan. I mean, they were just kind of like his allies. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, it is.
That
but
is
if you're
very
looking
large
at sheer population.
America.
If I remember correctly, the Axis, by population, was the largest empire of all time. Because it, just out of, like, number of people, there's a lot more people in the 40s than there were Roman times or...
So dude, he did really well.
Did we already do... We didn't do this on the podcast, did we? We were just talking about it. The top 10 things we know the least about.
Uh-huh.
And our definite opinions about things
all of
within
them.
Those subjects.
Fashion.
Well, fashion.
Okay.
Number one in fashion is Prada.
Oh, and I brought up the term... Omni-fashionable.
Oh, yeah.
Omni-fashionable.
Omni-fashionable, I think... It needs clear definitions, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know what it means. Omni omni just means all.
Yeah.
Fashion means... You know what fashion means.
How about omni-dressing?
Sounds like a salad...
Something you put on your salad.
Yeah, sounds like something you put on your salad.
Well, because if you say omni-fashionable, like omni-fashion, like that sounds like... You look good in all fashion. Because fashionable is something that people approve of. But we don't really wear things that people approve of. Not all the time, anyway.
That's true. What the other... What else did I say? I think I said, like snowmobiling. I don't know the first thing about snowmobiling. Like, I don't know if they need a key.
Oh, as your top 10 things you don't know anything about?
Do you need a key for a snowmobile? Or is it like
so.
A Wave Runner where you have, like, a pin?
Oh, I have no idea.
See,
I rode on the back of one.
These are the things we know the least about.
I rode on the back of a snowmobile once.
Really?
So these are common things that a lot of people know a lot about.
Yeah.
That we don't
so
know
we
anything
So we just basically
about.
Want to demonstrate our ignorance. if
to
we have
further invalidate
already.
Any comment we make.
Yeah.
I have a very vague understanding of baseball.
Really? Baseball?
But... And it's one of those things, like, I can watch it, and like, oh, he's at home, that's a point. Like, you know, I can understand that. But besides that... Like,
really?
As far,
that's
like,
surprising to me.
Well,
yeah.
Because it's pretty simple to understand, right? You hit the ball, single, triple. Like, I know 10%, but there's all those advanced stats, like, runs batted in, and like... Or
what
batters allowed.
RBI.
It's, yeah, like... There's just
it's
advanced.
Runs batted in, just like you hit the ball, and this is how many people got to home.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
runners batted in.
So that's why Moneyball worked, is because they went with people with high hitting percentages, because hitting is what gets people on bases, and bases is what gets people to score.
Yeah.
So that stuff is interesting to me. I don't know anything about it. Gambling is another big one. Like. Craps, poker.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
craps. I don't
craps.
Know, like, it's funny.
Counting cards and stuff.
Because whenever I play poker, the rare occasion that I ever do, I love how, like, somebody gets a hand and somebody else gets a good hand, and you're like, wait a minute. which one's better?
Which one of these is better?
And you have to go online and look it up.
Is a full house better than a three of a kind? Or
yeah.
No, clearly that is.
I still don't know.
Is a two pair better than a full house? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I never know. And then sometimes you look it up and it means nothing. And your hand is worthless. Yeah. And you went all in no freaking
reason.
Dang
it, I had a 1, a 7, a 2.
But they were all the same color.
Yeah, they were all the same color. Yeah, there's different suits within colors.
Another big one. It's the world's second most popular sport by number of people that like it.
Cricket.
No idea.
Crickets.
That is really a favorite sport?
No, it's a big sport. Soccer. And in India, it's India's favorite. Everyone in India loves it. And that's the city of... It seriously is by population, by people that like it, it's the world's second most popular sport.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Australians love it.
Australian.
People in New Zealand love it.
New Zealanders love it?
The Middle East. Middle East is like huge into cricket. It's a big deal.
The whole Indian subcontinent.
They've been up there for like 20 minutes.
But like... How do we play? We've already discussed this, and I still don't know how to play.
How do you play cricket?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was asking you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. Okay. hockey?
Hockey.
I really don't know anything about hockey.
There's three quarters. How many players are on a hockey team, like, at a time? Like, out on the ice?
I think it's five.
Five?
Five?
How sure about that are you?
And no. What are the rules?
Like, is that like, including the goalie?
Is it... I have no idea. Is it like soccer where you can't... Not sorry, indoor soccer where you can't hit it past, like, three lines?
I don't think so.
I don't have no idea. I couldn't tell you one professional hockey player's name.
I could. Wayne Gretzky.
Sidney Crosby.
That's
Wait,
it. That's all I know.
Who's
Wayne Gretzky and Sidney Crosby?
Alex Ovechkin. I know the three main ones.
That's like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James of...
Who's
hockey.
Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James?
You know who all three of those people are.
Miracle, great movie, though. About the Miracle on Ice, when we beat the Russians.
That was a great movie. I did like
See, that's one
that.
Thing I know about hockey. We beat the Russians. Let's see, what else don't I know anything about? Plumbing.
Boney?
Don't know much about plumbing.
Well, Mario does.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, then I know a lot about plumbing.
What if you took everything that Mario taught you about plumbing? Like, you don't want to touch the green pipes because these plants come out of them.
Yeah, they are going to eat you. Watch for the mushrooms. You like open up your cabinet and suddenly.
But
the
if you
starts.
Kill it, you can go inside.
You
want to
make sure
and there's coins down there.
Yeah, you want to make sure anytime you get on top of that green pipe, just push the downer or crouch and see if you go in it. If you don't, no biggie.
Yeah.
If you do, prepare for different music.
Yeah.
And it will be dark, and it's a cave. Okay.
I want like a. I want. I'm trying to think of one that's like very mainstream. MMA.
I don't know anything.
I'm sort of familiar with MMA.
I am. I know where
three
they
rounds.
Can hit.
Funny thing with MMA is, did you guys see my Facebook status about MMA the other day?
Oh yeah.
Don't remember.
Caused a lot of heat and fire.
Oh yeah.
I said Home Depot should sponsor MMA on account of all the tools.
Yeah.
It was great.
I do remember seeing that.
There's no loss in. A lot of affliction t-shirts.
Now you need to go back and edit all of those comments. Oh, that's another thing we've been doing. Okay, so that was our top 10 things we know least about. I don't think it was 10, but it doesn't matter because
wait.
We
Let's,
never
no,
care.
No. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Right. I want to finish.
Trains.
That's true.
A lot of people like trains. I worked for the guy that loved trains.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I'm pretty sure most people don't know anything about trains.
Solid.
Like, they might like them. They might be like, oh, yeah, I like trains.
Oh, so we're listing things that most people know about that we know nothing about.
Yeah, but like, the trains is good. Because if you meet a person that's like, oh, I love trains, you'd be like, name five trains.
Yeah, like, name five types
like,
of trains.
Yellow ones, black ones.
The one they use for transportation.
Steam ones.
Okay, how about this?
Kyler has painted more than a train in his life. He's painted
a
handful of trains.
This is one.
Painted a handful of
this
trains.
This is one that I am ashamed of. Politics. I am acutely uninformed.
Yeah.
Like, I do not know anything. But the thing is...
It's easy to learn, though. Well, it's not... There's opportunity to learn about
there
it
There is,
everywhere.
And I'm really trying. I really am. But something that bugs me more than not knowing and being, like, knowledgeable about not knowing is not knowing and not admitting it.
Yeah.
I hate those people that are just like, I hate Obama. Why? Because he's not a Republican. Wow, that is a horrible reason.
George Washington was not a Republican.
No, he was not.
You know what a big one with me is, I actually understand I'm awful with personal finance. Like, I'm in debt. I'm sure everyone of my age is in debt.
Personal finances, yeah.
Yeah, so personal finance is a bad one for me, but as far as, like, big picture finance, I completely get it. Like, stock market, I'm on Auto Trader a lot. Like, I'm looking at stock, I'm looking at, and, you know, it's something I get, and I'm just like, if I could just apply this, I'm like, I really don't want to. I get it, I find it boring.
The personal.
I like the big picture, like,
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, the Dow is up 5 points today, and you're just like, I don't care. Like, it's.
Yeah. What does Dow stand for?
No idea.
Dow. Isn't it like Dow. The Dow Jones?
Isn't it D dot
Dow? Is that an acronym?
W? I think so.
Is it an acronym?
I know
no,
that
that's NASDAQ is.
NASDAQ is an acronym.
It's like
acronym.
National Acquired yeah. Something, Safety Deposit something.
Well,
you had me scared there.
Yeah, things we don't know anything about. Yeah, I'm so bad with politics. You know, people ask me all the time. Like, just yesterday, I was over at Megan's house. This girl's like dating. And, yeah, we all know that.
Yep.
And her brother-in-law's like, he showed me some anti-Obama thing, and he's like, oh, but you're a liberal, right? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I could be. I just don't know. Like, I have no idea. I know how I stand on moral issues. Like, I know what I stand on, like, abortion and things like that. Like, I know where I stand on that. But things like outsourcing jobs, the economy, like, gun right laws, like gun control laws. Like, I don't know where I sit on, like, any of these issues. And so I don't even know if I'm Democrat or Republican or some weird third party. Like,
that's why I
just
haven't affiliated.
I just
don't know.
And I told him, I was like, I don't want to be an ignorant voter. I don't want to go to the booth and just be like, I'm going to vote for him because he made a really funny joke on a TV show once. Like, I don't want to do that because that's irresponsible.
It really is. Here's another thing I know absolutely nothing about. Makeup.
I know you have eyeshadow, and I know that some of it is waterproof and some of it is not.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why would you wear not waterproof eyeshadow?
So you can take it off at night.
So if you wear waterproof eyeshadow, you can't take it off at night?
You can, but you have to use, like, a special lotion, like a almost like nail polish remover. I think. I don't know. Because I was talking to Megan about
this.
That
sounds painful.
Yeah, it sounds miserable.
That's like paint thinner right on your eyes.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's exactly what you're supposed to use, but you have to use like a special chemical to get it off.
So.
And I know, okay.
So you would wear a waterproof eyeshadow for what? Swimming, right? If you feel like looking that good.
See, I don't see a point for it.
No.
Other than if you're a girl that cries a lot. Other than that, I don't see
or
a point.
Or if it rains.
No. You cannot.
If you're expecting an unexpected rain that you didn't plan for to bring your umbrella, right?
Yeah, like, I just don't get it. I don't see a purpose, really. Unless you know you are going to cry.
Yeah.
Like, tonight, I am going to see my my long-lost brother, who I'm not seeing for 12 years, and I want to look good, but I don't want to, like, stream everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand that.
That makes sense. Okay. So we were playing.
Hold up. Yeah, so back in the conversation.
So I was playing charades or something, and these people were trying to act out blush. like the makeup.
Oh, okay, I was thinking.
So they were trying to act out blush, but they were trying to do it in the route of, like, trying to get me to guess
the makeup blush. Yeah.
And, like, I got the point that it was makeup, so I named every single makeup product that I could. I said mascara. That's it. I was like,
that's
like,
what I would
like,
say.
I was just like, mascara. No? mascara. No? I said it like 10 times.
That's
that was exactly
what I would
have
done.
The only thing I could think of. Couldn't think of any
I
other thing.
Do you know what's the funniest video I've ever seen on Facebook? Is that girl that is like, if I put on more Facebook, am I going to be pretty? And then she like throws it on. She's like, am I pretty now?
That girl is
Crazy. She is psycho. She is crazy. No, I'm not even going to say. She is crazy.
She's nuts.
You know what else is crazy?
What?
With thermite.
Thermite. Thermite on a car.
Do you know who else was crazy, Dylan?
Thermite?
Adolf Hitler.
What if you put thermite on Adolf Hitler?
He would die.
It would be ultra crazy.
Well, if you put it on his leg, it wouldn't die. His leg, there'd be a hole in his leg.
That's true, because it would probably cauterize the wound.
That's
a great way to amputate, don't you think?
Okay, is anybody else thinking like how bad that would hurt?
It's like, and it would hurt.
You put them out, dude. You just put them out,
dude. It's also like
put a little string of thermite over their legs.
Just like, okay, everybody, let's just back up.
It's also like alien blood from the Aliens movie. It'll leak through the hole of the ship if you don't take care of it.
Yeah. How do you take care? Because doesn't it just continually melt? Like, how do they take care of it in the movie?
In the movie, it's like, well.
Doesn't it melt through anything?
Conveniently, in the movie, like, they never kill one in a ship where it would be an issue, where it would depressurize. It's always on a planet, or they always, like, launch it out of the ship, because I don't think they know how they're going to figure that out yet. Like,
because if you put it in a plastic box, it would just, like, melt through the box.
Very exciting news on that front. I know you're iffy on the first movie, which I love.
Oh, the first movie was all right.
Neil Blomkamp, the guy that directed District 9, they gave him the next Alien movie.
Really?
It's going to be awesome.
Okay, District 9 was a fantastic show, though. Dirt. It was good.
We were at the U, around that little fire pit thing, right? There's a little fire pit thing up at University of Utah. And we decided we were going to take snow and throw it on there and make it sizzle, because it was fun. And then how was the question phrased about, like, how water or...
Oh, yeah, fire we were talking about... Okay, Dylan, here's a good question for you.
Yes.
Who wins in a fight, water or fire?
And, like, the answer is very simple.
It is, but it took Kyler's brain to figure it out.
You put the fire on, didn't you?
No. But who would win in a fight, water or fire?
It's so simple.
Who wins?
Well, depends on the amount of each.
Not really.
If they are equal... Water.
Because
this is, and Kyler's reasoning answered it perfectly.
We just looked at it and it was like, it came to my mind just like instantly, just like, well, you can't stop a flood with a forest fire. Stop a forest fire.
Like if a dam broke and like they called the county and just like get the flamethrowers and then just
I was imagining what if you could stop water with fire.
It would be you sick. Get people with
flamethrowers out
you know what would work though. Lava would work because it would until you got to a point then the lava would harden.
Water stops lava pretty dang fast, but you do need a lot more water than you do lava to stop lava.
Yeah,
but that's not really fire, that's just
That's rock.
Yeah. It's essentially rocks on fire. If we think
about it. It's not rocks on fire.
It is.
Does rocks float on lava?
Does rocks float?
You can't. Okay, yeah. Okay, maybe you can light a rock on fire, but.
How is like the boat, like in the old like N64 like platformer video games, the boats you would ride across lava and you're just like completely infeasible?
I can't think of a single thing that you could. Ride across lava
on and be okay.
You know what?
Unless it was solidified like metamorphic rock that's like completely mafic that would like float on top of that lava that actually gets to the surface. You could, but it'd be super heavy.
You know what this makes me think of?
I agree.
This makes me think of. Do you guys know what thorium is? A thorium plant would produce just as much energy as a nuclear power plant, but it would fit in this McDonald's.
Why don't we have it?
Here's the issue.
It's because they blow
up. We've been working on it. It's very stable, besides the fact that in order you need one of the things you need to get thorium to react to create power is molten salt, which is a bit corrosive. So they've been trying to come up with a container that holds molten salt good, and it's it's been an uphill battle.
Molten salt, like
so, like to transport it from where they find it to
like the molten state of halite, like salt.
Yes.
Wow.
Like so, molten salt itself, and it like they're like it's really, really, really corrosive. Like it's just obviously because salt by itself is pretty corrosive, but when you heat it up to a molten state, it's just like. Yeah, we can't just put it in a normal tub without it melting through. So, and then my favorite comment on this, I think it was a TED Talk, it was like, why don't you just build, it's like, we could build one that works for a year, but then in a year we'll have to replace it, and that's expensive. And the guy's like, why don't you just put one, and you build another one around it, and you build another one around it. Now it'll last 3 years, and I'm like, you're stupid. Stupidest thing I've ever heard. yep, first one melted. We got the set, we got the backup.
It's okay, we're gonna make it. And then they just keep building boxes around it.
Yeah.
So eventually you have this tiny little portion of salt, and the box is like the size of a stadium.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's the only way we could do it and, like, you know, build around it.
Molten salt is.
Molten salt. All right, is that. How far are they trying to transport it?
Well, no.
Just within the
plant itself. Within the plant itself.
Okay.
It's because you can move the salt in, but for the reaction.
This is called thorium?
Thorium. It's actually...
Is it weird that when you first said that, you said the thorium plant, and I imagined like a plant, like growing in a pot, produces as much energy as a nuclear power plant. I was like...
That would be sick.
Why don't we have forests of these plants?
But dude, like, you look this stuff up and it's just like, it's probably like smaller than this McDonald's, like what they would need to power a city.
Yeah.
Like a city like Clinton would be like tiny.
You know what my solution is?
What?
A whole bunch of mice running on little wheels.
You know what my solution
More
is?
More water slides.
As I've heard someone say, cover the Sahara Desert in... because no one uses it anyway. Or the Great Salt Flats in solar panels. Just wall-to-wall solar panels.
See, the salt flats would be more realistic, but the Sahara Desert...
There's things living there.
It cannot be topographically mapped because it's constantly changing because of winds. There would be nothing to anchor these in.
It would be crazy. I've heard that...
It hit the pyramids. I mean...
Cover the pyramids in solar panels, right?
No, but no, dude...
Dude, that's what they used
to... Maybe that's what they wanted us to do.
They used to be covered in, like, gorgeous
limestone. That's what the aliens wanted us to do.
That was the aliens' idea. Why did we not do this?
I don't know.
Something... I heard this on a podcast, but it's a very funny argument. Podcast I heard, this guy was convinced that if you were falling out of a plane, you could hit a mountain and catch the angle and run down.
Just like dropping in on
and
a half
so pipe. Many people, so many people had to explain to him why that wouldn't work. Like that, like, and they're like, he's like, it'd probably improve your chances. And they're like, it might improve your chances by 0.1% of survival. Even then, if no, like
unless
you're still
it was
dying.
Like. Unless the mountain was started out vertical,
yeah,
and then turned and was a giant water slide,
yeah.
So you hit it and then you just, you know. Other than that,
but dude,
it would
be a funny sight. Just like to see it work. Like maybe mathematically and probably it doesn't work. It's just like caught the angle and started running. What do you do then?
Yeah,
you're running down a mountain.
Running down a mountain. You are going to die.
Same guy thought, like, if you're falling off a high distance and you know you're going to break both legs, shoot up a leg so you only break one. And then everyone's like, then your thigh bone goes all the way up to your heart and kills you because you only have one leg taking impact. Just like, cool.
People sometimes have the dumbest ideas.
Catch this.
I'm pretty sure my nuggets have
got
to be done.
They've got to go. Go check.
See if my nuggets are done.
Okay, so by the way, we're going to wrap this up in 35 minutes. At 35.
Oh, is it in 35?
Yeah, in 35 minutes. Wow, you got a ton of different like sauces.
Yeah, I did.
Tangy barbecue, spicy buffalo, sweet and sour, creamy ranch. That's not bad. All right. So now Dylan got up. Should we pause it?
No, go ahead and keep going.
Okay, because we have so much to talk about.
So what we were talking about before my nuggets came?
I can't remember because your nuggets are all that matter.
Thank you.
I don't think we've ever talked about superpowers if you could have one. I think we have, actually. If there's one place you could rob, where would you rob? Like, what thing would you steal? If you could steal one thing, what would you steal?
One object. Oh, man.
I would steal, like, somebody really famous, like, their underwear as they were wearing it. That would be freaking incredible if you could do that.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Value-wise?
No. Okay, the question is, if you could steal one thing, what would you steal? Like, one thing in the universe. Pluto. Just kidding.
Not a planet. Why would you steal a subplanet? Steal a planet.
Yeah, true. Just go to a planet. It is. It's a subplanet.
See, no one would care if it was gone, then.
Or no, what is it called? They call it they call it, like,
It's a subplanet. There's ham in the middle.
And mayonnaise. Mayo. Okay, one thing
the
you
mayo
could
layer
steal.
Is a scientific mystery. They don't know how it got there.
Dude, you know what kind of blows my mind that I found out?
What?
Are you mind boggled?
Do you know how old our solar system is?
How old?
Okay, the universe is, I think, what, 13.8 billion.
And Earth is supposed to be about 4.5. I'm going to guess that it's about...
Do you know how old the sun is?
Somewhere around 4.5, I'm going to say...
No, I'd say the sun is going to be like 6 billion, 7 billion.
4.5 billion years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then Earth is 4.5 billion?
Yep. Because how old the moon is?
4.4 billion.
Yeah, pretty much. Like.
Wow.
Like, the whole solar system...
Was formed really quickly.
Was formed at the exact same time.
Do you ever...
Wow.
I didn't know that.
We're over 35. We're 36.
Okay, everybody, we're stopping by.